Hey, Trevor.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Were we already doing a thing?
I have a question.
Was it already on?
It's on. I have a question.
Was it on before, though?
No.
But I was just saying stupid stuff.
Well,
I mean, I always say stupid stuff in a world.
Yeah. No.
Where a young girl befriends an extending neck extraterrestrial alien. And her brother rides a bicycle into the sky in a world. Anyway, I was saying dumb stuff like that, just so everybody knows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots of dumb stuff like that. So, I have a question.
Yeah, what's your question?
I was going to ask you...
Are you talking about earwax again?
I was going to ask you if you have ever tried earwax candles.
That's the wrong color string.
That's why I'm not tying them tight.
No, just use it. I want all the freaking things to have a different color string.
I know, but I'm bored.
Well, just
with my hands.
There's a whole giant box of string right there.
Oh, dude. I didn't realize it was right there.
Dick, freaking for crying. So just stop. What are you doing? You're still doing it.
Chubber.
I told you I don't want that.
Chubber?
No, I said that's not the right... string.
I understand. Stop it.
But you're still doing it.
I'm not doing it.
No, you are. You tied those two balls. Okay, so for anyone concerned or confused or mildly interested,
annoyed by this conversation.
We have rebuilt a ladder golf game. If you don't know what ladder golf is, then... you're not the only one. Don't feel bad. But it's a 3-rung game on a wooden pegboard, and you throw, or what do you call it, a pegboard? No, not really a pegboard. How would you?
A ladder?
Yeah, like a ladder. Okay, that would put the ladder in the golf.
and
the golf would be the golf balls.
Yeah.
And so it's like horseshoes, and you like...
like horseshoes.
No, it is. 3, 2, 1, and you play to 15.
Yeah.
And the top rung is 3, the middle rung's 2, the bottom rung's 1. And anyway, invariably, without variance is what I mean, at all times, kids will tangle up all these balls together into one mass heap that cannot be resolved outside of the wisdom of Nostradamus and the patience of Job. And so they must be cut and destroyed. The ropes between the golf. Yeah, am I explaining this correctly?
Not the kids, but...
And that's why children should not be left unattended. That's why children are not authorized. But in any case, it would make it much easier.
Has been rebuilt.
It would be much easier to untangle the bolos or ladder golf balls if there was different colors of string between them, but your gracious host Michelle has decided that all balls should be tied together with the same color string, which is erroneous and lacking logic and just very very inconsiderate. What was the thing we were talking about?
So, Chubber, have you ever tried earwax candles?
Oh, my gosh! We're back on this. Yeah, tell me about this.
It's really kind of cool. Because it creates a vacuum. And it makes heat.
A vacuum. You know who makes a vacuum? Dyson makes a vacuum.
Yes.
So, a shop vac makes one. And a Black & Decker.
Yeah, small made for your ear canal.
Yeah, you just put the whole big thing over your ear. Just
that doesn't work that way.
What do you mean it doesn't work that way?
So, it's kind of cool. So you sit there and you light it put the narrow end in your finger and you light it on fire.
No, explain.
And it creates a vacuum, and the heat
melts
the wax and pulls it out.
I don't understand. Explain it to me one more time.
Are you going to listen?
I'm listening. I just don't understand. So what you're saying is that... Now, you just tell it to me one more time.
And it pulls the wax out of your ear. When you light the little candle, and it creates the heat, and the vacuum pulls the wax out of your ear.
Yeah, that's that. Is that works for you?
Yeah.
And so what you're telling me...
And it sounds cool.
It sounds cool.
Yeah, because it goes... You can hear all the wax.
You can hear a bunch of...
Yeah.
Okay. So what you're saying to me...
Yes.
...is if I have too much earwax in my ear...
Yeah.
...then what I should do is cram a candle in there...
No,
that's made entirely of wax, and then light it on fire.
No.
No, that's what you just said to me.
It's not a...
I put a big old... I cram a candle... there's too much wax in my ear, and I'm going to take a candle that's made out of wax, and I'm going to cram it in my ear, and then I'm going to light it on fire, and that's going to... I'm going to be deaf by the end of this. What if I got one in each ear? Like a freaking weird circus clown walking around with lit candles in my...
One ear at a time.
Okay, so what you want to do to get wax out of your ears is pour more wax into your ears.
No.
That's what you're saying to me.
No.
You want to cram a candle in it.
Solid. It's like...
And cram a candle in there and then light it on fire.
It's wax coated.
Here's my problem. No, here's what I'm saying, Michelle. Here's my problem. I got too much wax in my ear. What I need to do is cram more wax in my ear and then light it on fire. That's the solution.
It's hollow.
It's ridiculous. You have to know. I love you're intelligent. I believe in you. But that's a ridiculous solution to that problem. To cram more wax in my ear and then light it on fire. When my problem is there's already too much wax in my ear.
Well, then it's really cool.
That doesn't work.
And it's super cool.
It doesn't equate.
Cut it open and look at all the wax that comes out of your ear.
What are we doing? I'm going to cut my ear? What are we cutting open over here? The candle's going to be all poured all across my face. Are you supposed to lay there and let it melt all in your hair and like on your nose and schnoz? Have you thought this out?
I've done it several times.
Oh, yeah. I got too much earwax. So what I need to do is, like, melt a candle on the side of my head.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have some. I'll bring them over and we can try it.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
You'll love it.
I told you it was a short episode. This is freaking nuts. Like, my problem is I got too much earwax. So let me cram a candle in there and light it on fire.
It's not like a candle.
That's what you said.
That's what it's called.
I'm not doing it. It's the thing that I don't want. I'm not going to make more of it. I'm tired of nuclear weapons. And then I, make a nuclear reactor. And, buy a bunch of uranium?
No.
It doesn't make any freaking... if you don't want it, don't do it. I'm tired of waxing my... what if I'm like this? What if I said, you know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of people shooting up Walmarts. So I'm going to buy a Walmart and, free guns day one.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was exactly the same.
No.
Everybody that comes to my Chubbers Walmart gets free guns. Because I'm tired of people shooting up Walmarts. That doesn't make any friggin'...
Yeah.
You ever think about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think about? You didn't think about this earwax thing very well. Here's the solution, Michelle. You got too much earwax in your ears. cram a candle in there and light it on fire that's made out of wax. That's the solution. That's the opposite of it. Like, if I'm tired of football fields being too long, I'm going to cut out the 40-yard line. I'm not going to put in a 65-yard line. You got to help yourself.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And I don't think I'm wrong here. In a world.
In a world.
Where one man
has too much earwax.
Isn't in the movie, but his daughter is Drew Barrymore. And she finds a little extending neck creature from space. And some other guy in the movie is named Elliot. Nobody remembers him besides he has a bicycle. In that world. What are you going to do, Michelle? What are you going to do in that world?
Well, maybe I'll clean the wax out of my ears.
Not with more wax! Crying out like, get a vacuum cleaner! Freaking, come on. You're messing with me. At least you got a different color string for the thing.
I put the red string on the red balls.
Yeah, I like that. And this isn't even my fault.
What? What's not your fault?
Yeah, you're using the scout string. You know, it's not my fault.
Oh!
For the waggle stuff.
Oh. You gotta make waggles.
In a world. But nobody was a waggle from a weeble wobble. All right, I think we're done with this thing.
Are we?
I think we were done a few minutes ago.
Were we? So. Yeah, probably.